Well, good morning. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service again. It's good to be here again. I hope you've all been enjoying this beautiful spring morning. It just feels so cool and fresh. It's nice to see. Let's begin with singing.
Good morning. Start with number 89. 89.
Morning. Thank you, Aaron, for those songs. Welcome to all of you. I'd like to extend a special welcome to those visiting here today. We're glad you're with us. This week, I was revising some drain plumbing downstream from our kitchen sink. So in an effort to make sure nobody would use the sink, I left the stopper in one of the compartments and left some water in there as well. I made sure the stopper was nice and tight, and I didn't want any water leaking by, of course. Then I went down to the basement and proceeded to cut out a section of the drain line. Well, I expected an initial surge, unsavory to be sure, and I got that in full. But then I thought the flow should stop and everything would be fine. I could finish my work. It slowed down to a trickle, but it never stopped. And I was a little chagrined that my bright idea was causing me grief. But I was also a little ticked to discover that we had been slowly losing water out of that one compartment, and we didn't even know it. Who knows how long we've been washing dishes and losing a bit of water. Not a big deal, I guess, but it was slow enough we never realized it happened. I'd like to use this sink to remind us of something that we know, but we tend to overlook. We are like this sink in a number of ways. To accomplish the purposes that God has for us, we take in, as it were, hot water, which I'm comparing to truth, particularly truth from Scripture. In the course of our work, this water cools off and gets cruddy. And let me tell you, if you think wash water gets cruddy, you really need to check it out when you open the drain down below it sometime. Talk about foul stuff. Wendell knows. But not only does our clean water get cruddy, it also leaks out slowly somehow. And often we don't notice that we've lost that. So we need a fresh filling of the truth and power and grace of God if we are going to accomplish the purposes he has for us. I don't think I've got a really good explanation for this phenomenon, but I think I can provide some evidence. How many of you have come across a phrase or a verse or a passage, maybe in your Bible, that you had highlighted or maybe written a comment beside some time long ago? And as you read over it, you kind of rediscover it, much like you did the first time. Can you identify with me in this kind of experience? I discover that I'm doing something hurtful or bothersome to my wife or children or coworker or friend or sibling, and then I seek reconciliation and I truly repent. And I earnestly ask God for the grace to change. I experience marked progress and may even get some affirmative comments from the person that I was that brought it to my attention. And then a few weeks or months or maybe a year later, this person brings that same deficiency to my attention again. And I repeat the process. Now, do we knowingly, deliberately slip back into the old patterns? No. But it does happen. Now, I'm not saying that we are just destined to repeat the same old cycle. I have experienced what I consider lasting growth, lasting change. That's called maturity, and I think it comes. But I think it often doesn't happen the first time I'm confronted with my need for change. Here's another comparison with the sink. When you sit down with your Bible for your daily time of input, how many of you ask each time, or say each time, I can tell I need a fresh dose of truth today? I know I do, but I can't always just tell it. It's more likely for me to recognize that I just need time alone with God to let His Spirit minister to my needs. Sometimes that will make me hungry for the Word, and sometimes it won't. But in either case, if I were to spend time alone with God and His Word only when I felt the need for it, it wouldn't happen nearly as often. This morning, I am sure that some of you have come here very conscious of your need. You've had a brutal week, maybe, or you failed in a critical area of your life, or whatever, and you just feel a clear need. Some of you have come this morning as an act of faith. You know that you need this experience with God's people, even though you aren't feeling particularly weak or needy. And probably some of you have come simply out of duty, maybe. You don't want to be here, but you didn't have a graceful way to back out. And some of you don't match any of these, but it's maybe kind of traces of, maybe you have traces of some of these descriptions in you. Regardless of which camp you're in, I think you're at a good place. I think it is helpful for each of us to be reminded that we are leaky vessels and that we need refilling, whether we are aware of it or not. I don't know how you read the Psalms, but my impression is that they affirm this truth in lots of ways. If we try reading the Psalms as expressions of our own heart, I think they truly can become expressions of our own heart. And I'd like to read parts of Psalm 119 this morning, starting with verse 1. And I'd like for you to read this as though you had written it yourself, as though this were your own personal expression of your need. And you can also just listen if you prefer. I'll be reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. I'm going to start at verse 1, and then I'll skip several verses a little later on. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep His decrees and seek Him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in His ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame, having fixed my eyes on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servants so that I may live and observe your word. Open my eyes so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Skip to verse 24. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set your ordinances before me. I cling to your decrees, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I run the way of your commandments, for you enlarge my understanding. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanity. Give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you. Turn away the disgrace that I dread, for your ordinances are good. See, I have longed for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let's kneel in prayer. Lord, this morning we come not very aware, not fully aware for sure, of our needs. We know we have them. Some of them we can see, some of them we can't. But we come with the conviction that your word ministering to us through your spirit will bring lasting change. We believe, God, that you've got more than the cycles for us that we often experience. And we want to move toward maturity. And this morning we believe that a hunger for your word is the right place to start. And so, Lord, we come wanting to be hungry, and we ask that you increase that hunger and then fill that hunger. Conform us into the image of your Son. Move mightily in the Sunday school hour and in the sharing time after that and then in the message following that. Work through the songs, work through testimonies, work in our interactions one-on-one in our fellowship after the service. Accomplish your purposes in us today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Arlen, for those reminders. I thought of the verse where it says, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." That's a good promise. All right, this brings us to our Sunday school time. I want to especially welcome you visitors to join in our classes, and feel free to share just like you would if you were at home. Let's start with the teachers teaching in the basement. You are dismissed. Preschool and primary classes. And junior and intermediate. And for the adults, Danny Yoder's class will be dispersed this morning. So those of you in Danny's class can rearrange as you see fit. Today we are studying Galatians 3. 15 through 25. Galatians 3, 15 through 25. Let's assemble in our classes.
Is to become grateful, to think of what you have. Because if gratitude is our response in those times instead of anger, we're not as likely to use bad words or even think bad words. And so I think gratitude has an amazing power that I want to learn from yet and learn about. This past week, or yesterday, the little man that had been here for knee replacements went back to El Salvador, and I take my legs for granted most of the time, except when they hurt real bad, then I'm aware of their presence. And I have learned to thank God for painful legs, because at least I have legs that still walk. And but this gentleman came to the community I had nothing to do with his coming, but came and received two new knees that gave him the gift of walking again. And he didn't walk when he came, he waddled because of how bowed his legs were. And his legs are straight now, but his ankles hurt bad because they're having to readjust to the new angle that he walks on. And so it'll take a year or so for him to heal. But he goes back to El Salvador with some dreams. He was a very active man when he was busy at work in El Salvador, but you talk about a little man that is grateful to be able to walk now again, and he weeps easily, and he just feels an enormous gratitude to those who have been so key in his development, and some of you were a part of that. And so I just think that we owe it to the Lord and to ourselves to remember the small things, the simple things, and to thank God for them, and to live gratefully. Now, you don't have to... Yes, Lois. Okay, Rebecca put some pictures on the bulletin board of Don Jose. Okay, very good. You said Sinclair at the last. Oh, okay, of the arrival and all. Yes, okay. Very good. So you see, one of those pictures has Don Jose walking down the street to one of his favorite restaurants. Now, what would you like to say? What have you thought of, or how has the Lord blessed you this week? Or maybe the Lord has done some work in your life that didn't feel like a blessing. You'd like to talk about that. Craig up here in front.
Well, as many of you know, I won't talk about the blessing that God had for me this week, but the blessing He'll have for me tomorrow morning. I am heading east tomorrow morning. The 2 years here have been very good. Thank you all for putting up with me and my eccentricities for the last 2 years. Probably seemed longer than that for many of you, but that's about over. As far as my schedule is concerned, on Saturday I leave for Ireland. That would be June the 1st. We get back on June the 11th. I think I have then 2 weekends to see a few people that I wanted to see. The last weekend in June, I'll be back out here for a few days. And then on Monday morning, July the 1st, TESOL starts in Pennsylvania. That runs to the end of July, and August the 5th, I think. Hannah might have a better idea than I do since she booked the ticket. I think it's August the 5th I leave for Romania. Those are plans as of now. Those of you that are getting email updates might get that via email. It's been a great blessing for me to be here the last 2 years. Thank you, all of you, for the role you played in my life this year. Special thanks to Sanford's and Marvin's for being family to me, and also to the youth group, all of you. I really appreciate, really come to appreciate the church here, and all of you. Thank you. Thank you much.
And thank you, Craig, for being a part of us. We have enjoyed having you here. Aaron.
This is more of an announcement or prayer request than about what God's doing in my life. But as of yesterday afternoon and evening, I've been having to learn to trust God once again, because I got an email from Mom saying that Dad's been pretty sick. I knew he was feeling sick. Well, he was getting a lot worse. So I guess they got down to Guatemala, and he started just getting sick, aches and pains and fevers and stuff. And by Thursday afternoon, he started with a bad rash, and everything kept getting worse. And so he went to the doctor on Saturday, and ended up he had an allergic reaction to some antibiotics he was taking because of some stitches on his hand. But he's got a rash over his whole body, and it's affecting his liver, kidneys, and pancreas, which elevated his blood sugar and up to dangerous levels and stuff like that. So you guys could join us in praying for him. But they did give him a shot, which is starting to combat everything and reverse the process. And he is starting to feel better, and they're hoping that it'll take care of itself, or that it won't be any more drastic measures. But it's been kind of interesting having to just trust that God is going to take care of it, not being able to help out with anything or be there with him.
I think it'd be appropriate for Mark, who is the chairman of the school board, to just lead in a word of prayer Willard's behalf. Would you want to do that, Mark, right at this point?
Dear Lord, we come to you knowing that in this situation that the only thing that we really can do is come to you. And we just want to recognize our inability to heal human bodies. In the same place, we come to you on our knees and ask you to heal Willard's body. And I pray that in this whole process that we here as a congregation and those that Willard is associating with there would see your powerful hand in healing him. I pray that the good that would come out of this would only be to bring glory and honor to your name. Yes. And I just pray that you would continue to protect them and to bring them home safely as you see fit. Mm-hmm. It's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Thank you, Mark. And thanks for that update, Aaron. Who else would, Brother Paul?
This one is especially for the youth. Monday, I think, tomorrow evening, 2 weeks ago, they cleaned out a house. Those who were involved know it was really bad. And I didn't hear any complaints from them. And regretfully, they didn't meet any of the owners or anything, but it was a man who, in one way or the other, his mind had was pretty adversely affected and had a lot of emotional problems. But his mother just called me and wanted me to convey my thanks to you as a youth. And I know that can be especially trying to do a project like that. Not meeting anyone, just go in and clean up someone's big mess. But Jesus did promise that if we do it in his name, we will still have a reward. And I just want to thank and honor them for doing that willingly and just pray that God would bless you all.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks to you youth who helped. One thing about cleaning something really dirty, you can see what you got done.
It was a transformation.
Who else has something you'd like to share? Kathy.
This is more of a prayer request. I have 5 weeks until I need to move, and at this point I still do not have a place to move into. If you could join me in praying that something happens in the next week or two, that would really make me feel more like continuing to pack. And it's kind of hard to pack and not know what size place you're getting.
Well, we want to do that. In fact, I think we ought to just pause for that as well. Gary, would you want to lead in prayer for Kathy's need there?
Our Heavenly Father, we come trusting that you who know about our needs are working. And I lift to you Kathy, who is experiencing the frustration of waiting. And I pray that you would give us all wisdom as we counsel together and seek your will. Pray that you would help us to be brotherly and caring and also patient in this time. We know that what you provide will be good, and so we commit this into your gracious hands for the glory of your name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Is there someone else yet? If not, we will then turn to our song leader, Brother Aaron, to lead us in a transition song at this time.
This is a short song, but it's just a nice way to sing the Lord's Prayer. Oh.
we will be taking the offering up shortly. Today it's the minister's love offering. We'll do have a few announcements here first before that. We have want to just welcome each one to this part of the service. A special welcome to our guests. Glad you're here, and trust that the Lord is blessing your time here as we continue to look to Him. Among the announcements is that yesterday, Sister Lisa Schultz had the misfortune of hitting a deer, and so she is needing a vehicle to drive, either a temporary one that she could drive until her vehicle gets fixed, or then perhaps one that she could purchase. Perhaps the vehicle may be totaled, I'm not sure. But if you know of how you can help with this need, let Dwight know. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board for those of you who would like to help with food for the youth mission trip. There's no obligation to this, but if you would like to help, there are places that you can sign up to provide food for the young people. Oren is at Cornerstone today, and understand that David L. returned home on Wednesday, and glad that he's back, and he would be ready for company, the way I understand it. Everence Financial is doing several seminars here on June the 11th. They will be addressing retirement issues. It's entitled Retiring Soon, an Introduction to Medicare and Social Security. And that will be, there's two times on June the 11th, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the, the first one, the 4 o'clock one is at the First Mennonite Church, and the 7 o'clock seminar is at Journey at South Hutchinson. And we'll post this announcement on the bulletin board as well. Then the library announcement from the library committee. They have been at work. They have the theme this time is a missions theme with an emphasis on prayer for the nations. And so on the back table, there are new books and resources from Operation World, Window on the World, which is the children's version of Operation on the World. And there's also some prayer maps there. So help yourself to books and information there. Appreciate that effort. Okay, as Craig mentioned, he will be leaving shortly here, and just thank you, Craig, for your contribution to Choice Books and your contribution to us here. We do appreciate it very much. We're grateful for your help in Ireland with the building project there at the boys' camp. Grateful for that, and we're grateful for the contribution that you'll be making in Romania as you go to teach there. My brother Marvin is very pleased with your willingness to come and help there. And it would seem this could also be an appropriate time to also introduce something that we want to do as a congregation here in a way to provide support in a continuing kind of way. In the Nathaniel Mennonite Church there, that is in Suceava, Romania, they have a school in which they are teaching children of parents who attend there, and it is meeting a real need. Christian Aid Ministries is sponsoring two of the teachers in that school for this next year, but the church decided to that they really needed three teachers and decided they would sponsor or seek sponsorship for that
third position. And so I guess it happens that Craig is filling that third position, and and what it will take will be approximately a sponsorship of approximately $450 per month to cover airfare and salary, which makes me think that you might not be getting very much salary, Craig. So the $450 per month is what will be needed for his support for the coming school year. And we are doing, our church has decided to do a joint venture with the with Craig's home congregation, the Shady Grove congregation. And so over the course of the coming year, if you would like to help provide support for that, then you can earmark checks and put them in the offering labeled Craig Beach's support. And we've committed ourselves to coming up with at least $225 a month over the next school term. So we don't want you to forget us when you go, Craig. So. Are there announcements from the floor? At the front here, okay. David?
For Wednesday night, Big Josh will be giving a topic on 1 Peter 3.
I have two announcements. One is that Brother Wendell Bishop would like to reestablish membership here with us, and we're simply making this announcement today and wish on Wendell the Lord's blessings and as we work together. The other involves my sister Marion. This past Friday afternoon, that I should back up a little bit. Well, she began experiencing some serious pain and some fever apparently, that led her to calling the Cancer Treatment Center in Oklahoma. They recommended she goes to her primary care physician here, and what she discovered was that the port that they had installed a week and a half ago, where she could take her chemo through, had become infected, and she went to Wesley Medical Center, to the emergency room there then, and they were actually the ones that diagnosed the problem and removed the port. She'd been experiencing quite a bit of nausea ever since the treatment the last time. And since that port has been removed, she feels much better. They expect to keep her at Wesley tonight. And so we're very grateful for the turnaround. She, again, she is Marion, in that she sees the Lord's hand in all of this, but she still wonders why sometimes. And so she's been very, she's upbeat. And we want to thank the Lord for having given the answer we prayed for on Friday. And thanks for your prayers and your interest.
This is an MDS announcement. There was a pretty significant tornado damage in Oklahoma, more Oklahoma, and surrounding areas, I assume. And there's an organized effort to go down there this week. Meeting time is at Heston, and they want to leave Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. And the contact man there is Russ, and if you want to go, call him. And his number is 620-200-2985. And it'll be handwork, you know, cleaning up trash, limbs, and chainsaw work. So it's the beginning stages of a tornado disaster, so there's a lot of hand work. And they want you to bring a lunch if you are going, and please call Ross if you can. This Thursday, meet at Heston, 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. An announcement from Mennonite Friendship Communities. As part of the the organization's fitness program, also for fun and as a fundraiser. There's a kickball tournament on June 15th. If you want to enter a team, the deadline is June 1st, which is less than a week from now. So more details on the board.
Am I correct, Joseph, that you'll probably post that on the board, the name and or the information?
I can put his name and number back here on the board.
Okay, all right. It would really be great to see a good turnout from here. There's the damage is just immense. So yeah, yes.
For the youth this evening, singing will be at Arlen Nisley's, and we're eating first, so please be on time.
Okay. Okay, I believe I would like to ask Nathan, our treasurer, to lead the offering prayer here in just a minute. If you want to give the mic to him, I'd appreciate that. The offering for next Sunday will be for the Gideons, be $1,000 that go to the work of the Gideons, and the balance of it will go to Center Missions, particularly the India effort. Today's offering is for the ministers. Would you please rise, and the ushers may come forward to take the offering.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the way you lead us here, have led our congregation here. Thank you for the ministry team that you have appointed and the way you stand by them and lead them and allow them to lead us as a congregation. And I just pray that you would bless the offering today for your glory and praise, and that it would enable them to serve more fully and properly for the benefit of your people. Thank you for your faithfulness in reaching out to us and to each one personally. And I just pray that your spirit would rest in this group today and on Brother Gary as he ministers to us, that we could sense your presence here. In Jesus' name.